You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
In Olam Elyon, because we have a Pasuk in Yeshayah Navi, is chapter 60, Pasuk 21, it says that V'amech Kulam Tzadirim. Because Yeshayah Navi has a message from Ribono Shel Olam that every Yehudi is a Tzadik. Did you know? That's why, you know, everybody calls one another, especially like if somebody like taking a nap, he tells them, Sadiq, wake up. Yeah. It says, Le'olam Yireshu Aret. As we said, this pasuk right after Musaf of Shabbat, it says, Le'olam Yireshu Aret. That is approved that they will inherit the aretz, that means the land in future. It says, Netzer Mata'ai, Masi Adar Litpa'er. Netzer Mata'ai, as you know what it means. You say this right after Musaf Shabbat. Netzer Mata'ai, Masi Adar Litpa'er. There are know what netzer means? Say? No? Leyatzer. Know what leyatzer means? To create. Mata'ai neti'a. What does neti'a mean? Plant. That means Hashem planted a tree. It's a netzer mata'ai, that is, Am Yisrael. So just like people that they like to do gardening. So when they plant a seed, the biggest joy that they have, and they like to work in their backyard because they see all of a sudden something grows, comes out of the earth. And say, the one most wondrous thing that you see, that the seed breaks through the land and comes up. That's an unbelievable thing. So Ribono Shel Olam says, this nation that I have, just like the you plant a seed and then comes up. So every Yehudi exactly has this power, that they break through the land and they come up. And not only that, it says, Ma'asei Yadai Leitpa'er. And this is the project that I brag about. I'm so proud of my project, Am Yisrael. So that means, Ribono Shel Olam has such a joy, because, first of all, we are tzaddik. And second of all, we are netzer, neti'af Ribono Shel Olam. Just like the plant that Ribono Shel Olam has resembled us, that we can break through the land and come out. So then, that's how he's bragging about us. He's so proud of us. To my nation, to Netzer Mata'ai, Ma'asei Yadai Leitpa'er.
What about the one who's not observant Jew?
No, here it says everybody's tzaddik. Everybody's a tzaddik. That's what it says.
Amen.
No, they are. Everybody is tzaddik. Everybody is tzaddik. Magid Bedubna brings an interesting story about a neighbor that came, Adon Yaakov. He came to Adon David. So he says, you know, B'Shah Tova Musahad, I had a baby boy. You know, there is a minhag, Ken Yirbu, was that a shame? That when you have a child, there's some families that they light more candles, according to members of the family. So he says, my candle holder, you know, I need more. So do you have another candle holder that I can borrow? Say, Basimcha, yes, I have. So he gives him. So now after Shabbat, he comes to David and brings him two candle holders. Say, what is this? He says, your candle holder gave birth. What? How could it be? I say, yeah, you give birth. You give birth. So I never heard such a thing. I said, well, no, I'm telling you, that they give birth. So then he says, you know, give birth, you give birth. You know. So he takes the both candle holders. So about a week later, he comes to David again. He says, you know, I had some neighbor came to my house, they're staying, and it's very hot, we need a fan. Do you have an extra fan to give us? So yeah, I have. So he gives him the fan, and then about a week later, he comes back and brings him two fans. Then he says, well, what is this? He says, your fan gave birth. I said, what? I mean, candle holder gives birth, also the fan gives birth. Yeah, you know, you give birth. So I never heard such a thing. I said, trust me, you know, give birth. So he takes two fans, and then about a month later, Yaakov comes to David, he says, Adon David. Since my daughter is getting married, and I was wondering if I give me some money, I'm planning to put money down for dira, for apartment. So how much you need? I say, no, $100,000. Says, David thinks, you know, if the can holder gave birth and the fan gives birth, so why not? Yeah, so he gives him the money, and then, so obviously David is waiting.
Waiting.
So, but, you know, a few days later, he said, no, nobody's knocking. Week, month, two, three, four. Now, he says, let me go, I go check him, you know, what's happening. So he goes, knock on the door. And says, Shalom Aleichem. Oh, Aleichem Shalom, Aleichem Shalom. How's everything? He said, fine, everything's fine, everything's fine. He said, everything's fine? He said, yeah, everything's fine. He said, what happened to the loan? He said, oh, you know, the 100,000, just about to give him birth, he passed away. You know, Kala Kadosh, it's very interesting that in life that you come to think of it, you know, let's say, you know, people do investment. Like, let's say they have a partner, they have this and that. But Ben Parat Yosef, they make money, right? It gives birth, right?
Yes.
You know, it gives birth. You say, how do you give birth? It gives birth. You know, you buy it for, let's say, $1 million, you sold it to $2 million. So how does that happen? Well, it happened, doesn't happen. So then, you know, you buy a building, again, you know, gain $4 million, $5 million. And then all of a sudden, you see, you know, the money you were expecting, you know, it couldn't handle the birth. You know, then all of a sudden you get aggravated, you get angry. But the other scenarios you accepted it, you know, it gives birth. So if you accept that it gives birth, so you have to accept. Yeah, might not. No. It's very simple, very simple. But here, the point of matter here is, Magid Midubna explains that in life, we really not too pleased when whatever that we expect Doesn't happen. So here, Rosh Hashanah says, you are netzer matai, I planted you. You have to realize you have the potential to cut through the earth, come up. So that means if something that you expected didn't happen, don't get, you know, disappointed. Don't go through the pain. Don't, you know, activate yourself. You're netzer matai. It's an interesting story about the lawyer meetings. The lawyer meetings. and then they took a break. So one of the lawyers, he had the habit of smoking. So he goes on the roof to have a fresh air with the smoking. So after he was done, the security system, like on the roof, you can go out, you cannot come in. Yeah. So that's how the security is. So he tries to come back, but the door is locked. So he didn't have his cell phone with him. And you know what to do. So, as you know, the lawyers, they always have $100 bills in their pocket. So he took one, crumbled it. It's a high rise. It's just people passing by. Threw it down. Somebody look at him. So he throws the $100 bill, and then we see somebody bent, take it up, pick it up, put it in his pocket. He goes, "Hey." So he had another one in his pocket. Again, somebody passes by, threw it down, hit him in the head. He took it, picked it up, put it in his pocket, and went. So he looked around, and said, "Lasai stone, on the roof." So he took this stone, somebody was passing by, he threw it down and hit somebody's head. He said, "Hey, what are you doing?" When they see the $100 bills, they put it in the pocket, they don't look up. No. only when you hit the stone, so I'll just say, Ibn Shalom keeps throwing $100 bills, if one time you don't look up, now something goes wrong, why me? Why this? It's not fair. Why are you doing it to me? All of these 100 bills he threw at you once, you didn't say thank you. Now, you're hit by this stone. Ay, ay, ay. As they say, what about again? How about all these $100 bills he threw at you and nothing? No appreciation, no gratitude. But now you're hit by the sun. So that's why here, Moshe says, "You netzer matai, maaseh adam litpa'er." I have to be proud of you. I have to brag about you. So that means you have to be careful. Chas v'shalom, we don't make the Moshe Shalom disappointed, because constantly he's bragging about us. But when? Because when we are in peace, we are happy, we're smiling, we're not under stress. But if, Chas v'Shalom, we lose our status, then we are making Hashem disappointed. Hashem is like, Ribono Shalom, always be proud of us. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.